Hello?
Mr. President.
Yep.
One thing I did want to ask your authority to do. The Australian ambassador just come in giving us the details of a very substantial increase in their defense budget. It goes from 1.7 billion in the previous 3 years to 2.75 billion for the next 3 years, 58%. But more important, it gives them a standby division ready to go on immediate notice, a ready division, plus a second division that could be ready within a few days. I'd like to call the Australian ambassador and tell him that I've reported this to you and that you ask him to express your own personal...
Yes, I'd be glad to. I heard the reports a day or two ago over some commentator discussing it, and I thought it was they were really straining themselves and going all out, and I hoped it meant it'd be successful.
Yes, well, I'll, and very importantly, too, they're going to use their conscription now to draft men available for overseas service. That's the first time that's ever been done in peacetime.
Good.
So I'd like to
you. Oh, I'd go all out. I'd go all out on it. Now, I see that they uncovered a good deal of corruption in connection to the draft in Vietnam.
Yes, on that, and they're getting right after that. But it's one of those problems in Saigon. It's in that snake pit there. Apparently, they were selling exemptions from military service.
Fine.
We haven't found out yet just who it was.
Fine. Right. You're sure this other thing about our Marines is untrue?
The latest report was that this is it is not true that that some Viet Cong were attacking some South Vietnamese forces near the airfield, but that our Marines have not been involved, and indeed they didn't even call on Americans to take part in the defense. It was a very small engagement.
That's good. Thank you.
Thank you.